Now you're nice and relaxed, and what I'd like you to do is settle down to enjoy this second of the MP3s, which are going to help you feminize your partner. Now, this is something you don't need to worry about. This is something you should aim to enjoy, something which you should aim to make a very special time for you and for your partner. So as you take a nice deep breath, just gradually let yourself release all the tension of the day. And as you do so, it's easy for you to feel a sense of calm, to feel a sense of release with each exhale. And you're gradually allowing yourself a calm feeling, a feeling of not worrying about anything, no plans, no memories, just gradually releasing tension, letting your mind drift. And actually in that state, your mind becomes much quicker and more powerful, and also highly receptive to the positive suggestions which I'm going to give you to help you progress yourself along this journey with your partner. Now, one of the things to remember, of course, is that this is also about developing your own confidence. So as you stay focused on your own strength, as you go through this hypnosis exercise, you will come out of it feeling stronger, more powerful, possibly very excited, very highly charged as you go forward. But for the moment, I want you to remain nice and relaxed and calm. And in doing so, I want you to just imagine pulling your shoulders back, your head high, and you may be doing this lying down or sitting down, it doesn't really matter. But as you think of your head held high, I'd like you to just extend your head, stretch yourself just a little, as though you were making yourself stand as tall as you can, and pull your shoulders back, and as you do so, you'll feel that opening in the center of your chest, this sort of heart center there. And even adopting that position, you start to feel more powerful. Think of your shoulders, nicely rounded but strong. Think of the muscles. Think of your biceps. As you hold your shoulders back and your head high, you're gradually now allowing yourself to settle into a deeper and deeper feeling of relaxation, in which every breath draws in energy and releases tension, so that your mind can remain fully focused on what I'm talking to you about now. Now, in this image of yourself, this taller, stronger version of who you are, I want you to picture yourself very, very strongly. Imagine you're 3-4 inches taller than you usually are. And doesn't it feel nice to enjoy that sense of power? You like that. Now, over the next few minutes, as I continue to talk to you, you're going to maintain this idea of being taller and stronger and more powerful, bigger, powerfully built. It's a nice sensation. And gradually now I'm going to count you deeper and deeper into this state. And as you let go, as you just release any tension, your mind is going to become more and more receptive to my words. 3, drifting deeper still. 2, enjoying the feeling of your back, strong. 1, becoming very aware of those parts of your body that are more sensitive than others. Drifting deeper, and sleep. Every time I say the word sleep and snap my fingers, you go into this state very, very easily. Think of your body's most sensitive parts. think about how as you become more and more aware of your own strength, it's almost as though those very same zones, those parts of your body that are so receptive to touch, it's almost as though they become more sensitive. Even the act of breathing can become a very sensual exercise. Now, as you think about it, as you become more relaxed and your mind becomes more receptive to my words, these suggestions are going to settle very deeply within your subconscious. Now, as you move forward, you're beginning to embrace some of your partner's eccentricities, and you're beginning to enjoy them. Everybody has them. Few people are brave enough to voice them. But you understand that when he first voiced his enjoyment of some types of behavior that maybe other people would find a little odd, he was showing you a level of trust. It takes a great deal of courage. Now, in making himself vulnerable in this way, your partner is showing great affection and trust in you. Now, this is part of your partner's life you can share and enjoy together. It's also a part of your partner's life which you can find empowering. Picture yourself once more standing very tall, very strong, fully clothed, over your partner. He looks up at you. He's wearing feminine clothes. Perhaps you've thought of something for him to wear, or maybe given him something of yours. As you look down on him, you have a sense of excitement, you feel your heart beating faster, and you feel a stirring in your belly, an excitement there, a sensual feeling of being turned on. Now, as you ask yourself, why are you turned on? Is it because he's wearing something unusual, or is it because you feel stronger? Or perhaps a little bit of both. You enjoy the fact that he'll do pretty much anything you tell him to at this stage. By wearing these feminine clothes, he has made himself very much submissive before your dominant nature. And that dominant nature is now something you can feel good about. Now, you know, a truly fulfilling relationship accepts that both aspects of our personality, both male and female, do need to be satisfied, and he is craving a sense of recognition of that part of him which is female. Equally, you have to some degree a part of you which is male, and a part of you which is very, very powerful. Now, as you engage that powerful aspect of who you are, you can see him becoming almost smaller, more frail. Now, you know that your skill with makeup, with putting outfits together, is something you can share and enjoy with your partner. It's something you can tease him with. It's something you can subjugate him with. You're able to indulge some of your fantasies now that your partner is opening up to you in new and very deeply intimate ways. You understand that this does not make him less masculine, far from it. It simply makes him more human. This is something you can enjoy. This is something you can embrace. You're looking forward to sharing new experiences with your partner, and you're accepting the possibility of exciting new games and activities. As you look at him now, just for a moment in your mind's eye, small, weak, below you, you see yourself powerful. You see the power, the heart beating in your chest, the feeling of breasts, his eyes on them, wishing he could be as you are. As you imagine him. A frail woman. A girl. What might you do to him? What might you like to do with him? Now, many women, when they first picture their man like this, it's a strange feeling. It's a feeling that they may even find some level of revulsion. And yet, like so many things, as you picture him there, in a sense you can't look away. You're fascinated. You want to see him exposed more in that way, maybe even humiliated, because you know it gives you a sense of power. And that sense of power is something you enjoy, isn't it? In fact, that sense of power, as you recognize it now, I want you to place that feeling in your body. Picture it deeply in your belly. Warm, strong, powerful. As you think about it now, it seems to get more intense. You can almost feel the muscles holding it. You feel that energy deep down inside your belly. And you enjoy it. And at the end of the day, remember, this is about your enjoyment as much as anything. You want to see him hungry for you. And at the moment, what he's hungry for is for you to be more powerful than him. For you to hand him some article of clothing to wear. He will know exactly what it means as you hold it out. Or perhaps the lipstick. Or some other article of makeup. At this stage, by gently teasing him, by drawing him to you and denying him, you greatly empower yourself. So with these thoughts in your mind, as you think about perhaps tomorrow or the next day, what he will do for you, how you will use it, this new power, you feel a sense of excitement, a sense of growing desire to exercise this new power.